Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Nick Nicotero. Good morning to you, Nick.
Hey, good morning to you.
Nick, when I think of you, there might be a variety of things we could say, but the first thing I think about is your service and work for veterans. So we're going to talk about one of those this morning.
Yes, and I appreciate you inviting me here this morning to inform your listeners of something that's very near and dear to my heart.
Cookie crumbs.
Yes. Back in 2007, a lady named Abby Crawford, who's from Council Bluffs, and a group of women started packing troop cookie packages. They sent out 960 cookies in Abby's kitchen, and the word quickly spread over Iowa, and the cookie crumbs were formed. And we have 180 bakers on three baking teams, and to date, since 2007, we have sent to our deployed troops overseas 1,112,000 cookies, homemade cookies. And I'm here today to tell folks what they can do to help our cause and show that they appreciate our troops, they appreciate their freedom.
And it's such a, I think in a way, an unusual way, but what's better than getting home-baked cookies from home?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, as a Marine Corps veteran, I spent 4 years in the Marine Corps. A year that was in Vietnam, and I spent 10 and a half months deployed in the Mediterranean area. And I got to tell you, a package from home, especially one that you can share, which is a big part of our packages, our care packages, they get enough items that they can share with other troops who maybe don't get packages from home. Okay. And so we're not just making one service person happy and know that they're appreciated. It's a group effort. When they do get these packages, they really enjoy passing out the goodies and sharing the comfort items that are in these boxes.
So do you get response from the service people who've gotten these?
Yes. I would urge your listeners today to grab a pencil and paper. I'm going to give you the name of the website, and I want to give you an address where you can possibly send some donations to help us with postage. And we get letters, and if you go to the website, there's a little box up in the left-hand corner where some different links you can click on, and one of them is letters. And I guarantee you, if you read some of these letters of appreciation from the troops, we receive them constantly, how much they appreciate us sending them a little bit of home, and how glad they are to get letters, items, cookies, and things like that. They're just so appreciative, and I'll tell you what, I have trouble reading them without bringing a tear to my eye.
I'm thinking better have your Kleenex handy there.
Yes.
So what's the website? And we'll remind people again at the end, too, what's the website?
Go to iowacookiecrumbs.com, all one word, iowacookiecrumbs.com.
Okay. You know, is Cookie Crumbs a name nationally?
Well, actually, we are a group of a national organization called Treat the Troops, and it's a nonprofit organization. All donations, monetary, or you can keep track of what you've spent on your items that you might donate to us. It's a 100% tax deductible. That's what I like about it, because a lot of people are reluctant to send to certain charities because they realize that maybe 85% goes to administrative costs. But with the donations that are sent to the Cookie Crumbs, 100% goes to the troops.
That's good to know. Now, you've mentioned a couple times cookies and other items. When the box is packed, are there other kinds of items that
put
in
with
the
cookies? Yeah, we call these our comfort items. There's actually a really, really nice complete list on the website, and that tells you items that the troops appreciate, everything from games, maybe card games, Uno or Skip-Bo or stationery, small flashlights, batteries,
things like
chapstick, nail polish, the list
toothpaste.
Goes on, calendars, toothpaste, even a Frisbee would be a welcome gift, something for them to do. Anything, there's, like I said, there's a list on the website, real nice complete list, and a lot of these items are items that maybe are free. You can pick up when you visit a motel room, you got leftover shampoos or lotions or these are things that the troops cannot get when they're deployed, especially to a Iraq or Afghanistan type nation. Their store is not down on the corner.
<That's>
they
true.
Depend on us to help them get these little small items that make their life a little bit better.
Okay, so now let's talk about how I could get involved, or anybody listening could get involved. Could we bake cookies? Or
yes. Yes, that's also on the website, iowacookiecrumbs.com. Cookies, they can be baked ahead of time and frozen for people that our time is limited. And certain times of year, we can't send chocolate chips because it gets up to 120 degrees in these foreign countries. But right now, chocolate chip cookies are welcome. Cookies are 3 inches approximately in diameter. And what we do is we bag them in 6 to a twist tie baggie, which makes it real easy for us to ship, and we can get more cookies in the boxes that way. And then it's easier for them to toss their buddy or their fellow service person, you know, toss them a pack of cookies.
Uh-huh.
And
if some of them have broken their crumbs, they can still eat the crumbs.
Oh, yeah. We have had guys tell us that some of them were broken, but they did get eaten.
You bet.
Oh, yeah.
You bet.
And, in fact, we have had, I've been really blessed to be on the day of packing. We have had service members who are home on leave that stop by. Maybe they'll bring their family and tell us how much they appreciate what we've done.
That's great.
And that's a very, very touching deal to hear from the troop himself or herself how much these care packages have meant to them and their fellow service people.
So where are these cookies put together? Where are they packed?
We meet, it's as a rule, it's the second Tuesday of each month. We meet at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Council Bluffs. And we are very appreciative of the church. They've been letting us use their church now for 10 years to organize and ship these packages out. They give us our own little storage area for items that we will put away and use again next month.
And so that information would be also on the website.
Yes,
okay.
You betcha.
So now let's say I don't like to make cookies. I don't have time to make cookies. There's no way I'm going to make cookies and drive to Council Bluffs with them. So now can I still get involved?
Yes. I understand people not having time or the ability to make cookies or make it to Council Bluffs. So what I'm asking today from my heart is to please send us a check, $20. I mean, the average person will spend close to that nowadays, even at a fast food restaurant. So you skip a meal and send the money to the troops. If you drop a $20 check in the mail, you can feel good because you know that thanks to you and your check, someone has received a package. You can personally take claim of gratitude for that particular package going to.
And that's about what it costs.
Yes, right now it's costing us just under $18 per box. And that's a lot of money. We send out 65, 70 boxes a month. And since 2007, our total donated postage has come to $172,000, almost $173,000 that have been donated. And even the smallest donation helps because, like I said, one package, one donation.
And
not that I wouldn't ask for more.
Yeah, if you want to put a $100 check in there,
that'd be
great,
awesome.
Too. Yes.
That'd be awesome, yeah.
But, okay, and then what about supplies? You have boxes and tape and plastic bags, and you have to purchase all those also.
Everything's donated, yes. And I'm calling this postage donation, but it also helps for the tape and packing, things like that, too. I do have an address where these checks can be sent to. Abby Crawford is, she's been in this from the day one, and she has a partner, Deanne Over, also from Council Bluffs. And these women are so dedicated and energetic about our troops and what this means to them. I'm going to give you Abby's address here. If you grab a pencil and paper, her name is Abby Crawford. Her address is 117 Kings Ridge Circle, Council Bluffs, Iowa, 51503. Make the checks payable to Iowa Cookie Crumbs. And I will gladly give you this address one more time before
we're
done here.
You bet.
Thank you.
Yes, and we'll do that in just half a minute here. Again, the website address is?
iowacookiecrumbs.com.
That should be really easy to remember. And send your checks to?
Send your checks to Abby Crawford, 117 Kings Ridge Circle, Council Bluffs, Iowa, 51503.
Okay, and remember, folks, if you didn't get that, you know, we're pretty soon, this program's going to go on KJN website, and you can listen to it again and get it. And is that address on the website?
Yeah, just there's a way to contact Abby and talk to her about donations.
And don't put this off. Think about your Christmas gift now, because those things need to be sent soon.
Yes, we are going to send we have two different packings this time of year. One of them is our comfort item packing, the first one. That's on Monday. Tuesday would be, but Sunday, November 5th, the collection of the items at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church. And I did come up with the address here. I can give that to you.
Need to kind of get going here, Nick, but do it now.
Okay.
And
That's 2444 North Broadway in Council Bluffs, Emmanuel Lutheran Church.
Okay. Check the website, listen to Backyard and Beyond, and we want to thank you very much, Nick Nicotero, for visiting with us about this Cookie Crumbs project. Good. Until next time, here is a thought. Setting goals is the first step in turning the invisible into the visible.